Okay, good morning. This is David Corus, co-chair of the Finance Committee. I will call the meeting to order at 10:01 a.m. and roll call in no particular order. Tom Patton.
Here.
John Johnson.
Here.
John Flores.
Here.
Paul Hinch.
Here.
And Parker Wise.
Here.
Great. With all members present, I will entertain a motion to approve the December 20th Finance Committee joint meeting minutes.
Yes. Motion, David.
Motion by John Johnson. Is there a second?
Second, Flores.
Second by John Flores. Is there any questions, discussion, or requested changes? Okay. Hearing none. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Andrew, please open up the public line, and we invite any members of the public to come forward at this time, state your name, and provide comment.
Sure. The public line is open. If there are any members of the public who wish to speak at this time, please press star 6 to unmute your line. Again, that's star 6 to unmute your line.
Kevin Blacker, I'd like to speak.
Yep, go right ahead, Mr. Blacker.
So, in regards to, new business, number 7, hopefully all of you on the Finance Committee, anybody on this call, that's called in to listen, has read Jordan Fenster's piece that was out this morning on the Port Authority and the State Pier, and in it, it indicates that there's an expected price increase, size unknown, expected that you guys are have to go before the Bond Commission again to ask for more monies, and also attempt to get your private partners to chip in some more money. With those things in mind, it would be prudent, to be planning, to have some type of discussion or some type of plan. It would be reckless not to have some discussion of a contingency plan, what the Port Authority plans to do if they can't get that money, if their partners won't chip it in, if the Bond Commission has finally had enough of you guys with your repeated, This is the last time. I promise on my daughter's name, this is the last time. No more money. If you guys can't get the money, the South Fork Wind Project, it'll be shipped from somewhere else. And what impact that has on your income and therefore the operation of your organization. You guys have already resorted to really, kind of just pathetic means of funding the project, going in and taking money out of escrow, the $7 million that was in escrow for the track lease payments as was originally designed in the Harbor Development Agreement, going in and robbing over $3 million from that. You guys are going to have to deal with that in the future. Any prudent person would be, recognizing the compromised position that you guys are in, the risk. You can't ignore the risk. Just because you guys don't want to acknowledge it publicly doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. So I hope that there's some discussion, about that. I think it's pathetic that you guys canceled the board meeting. These finance committee meetings are nowhere near as good as a full board meeting. You owe it to the public to, in terms of transparency, to convey information about what the problems you guys are having there, what the financial impacts are. And canceling the meeting was just a totally shirking that ability. So I hope you guys make up for it. I hope somebody on that board, has enough of a backbone to give the public an update on what's going on at State Pier. Let's see, just looking over your agenda. Whether there's any place for it, but you know, staffing and finances. What's going on with Ulysses Heyman? Is he interim, or is there a search committee going on for a regular executive director? Or in the finances, how long do you guys have budgeted to pay this interim executive director? So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of the public wish to speak at this time? Okay, moving on to the next item on the agenda, financial update. Ulysses and Veronica, hand it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think since our last meeting, we executed an extension of our amendment on the MOU with OPM through June of this year, which is the end of the fiscal year. So we will continue to have, assistance from OPM with respect to financial management issues and something that we really welcome, and they have been very, 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 very helpful throughout this entire process. So I just want to update you that MOU has been executed, and we look forward to continue our relationship with OPM. And I'm going to turn this over now to Veronica.
Thanks, Ulysses. Good morning. I've included in the report the general operations expenditures and revenues as of December 31st. Really not a lot of movement in the revenue area with expenses. Payroll has been posted. We have paid the final payment for the audit contract that we had for the 2022 audit to Cohen Resnick. Other items are within the program, nothing really major jumps out. I did make that separation between internal and external legal expenses, and I have a separate report behind the general operations report that shows the breakout by internal, external, and the types of invoices that we received, what they were for. The postings for the trips that were made through December for a Boston conference, for a conference down in Alexandria, and of course the meeting in Denmark, all of those travel expenses, reimbursements have been posted. We've paid two memberships so far to two different chambers of Commerce. One is the New Haven Chamber, and the other is the Eastern Chamber of Commerce. I just want to let you know that we still have not received money from DAS for the sale of our vehicle. Still waiting for that to come in. And if it does, I'll record it as revenue. We're on one track for rent payments for the old Saybrook office. We're up to date. And we've been processing invoices for the New London State Pier for electric, for Eversource, and then, of course, the water sewer and stormwater down at the State Pier. So because our revenues are not where they should be at this point, we are now running at a negative 241,504, and mainly that is because of payroll and there was also the legal expenses. The external legal expenses are now up to $72,672. I have included in the bottom of the report under general operations what the ending balance is in our cash checking account. It's at $1,519,585. Did you have any questions about general operations?
Veronica, hi, it's Tom. I do have that question I emailed you last night, which was just explain for us the net, I'll call it income, of your revenue and expenditures, as you mentioned, is minus $241,000. And yet the cash balance dropped $365,000. And so if you could just explain that difference, what am I missing?
Yeah. I did get your email, and I did respond to you early this morning. I don't think you maybe got a chance to read it yet. But when we're talking about two different reports, we're talking about the financials for general operations. And then you also ask about the differences with what's being reported in the OSA cumulative second quarter report. The numbers in the OSA cumulative report
Let's just address the cash question first.
Okay. The cash account, 6805, covers our expenses. What does not flow through the cash account is payroll. That comes to us. We receive that through CORE, and we make our expenses through CORE. And also the revenue and expenses that you see for the pilot safety and training, that's not included in the cash account number 6805. So just payroll alone causes some differences.
Tom, let me explain it maybe a little differently, but in the way that sort of I understand it, to kind of understand the delta in the cash account, you need to look at revenue lines excepting 4,000, so not including DOT operating administration, and you need to look at expense lines not including salaries. And so that net between those revenues and those expenditures is what you're seeing impacting the cash account. And then there's a different net impact of those more limited revenues and expenditures that shows up in our CORE account.
Gotcha.
And so because this year being the tighter year that we anticipated, where a bigger share of our revenue is coming from the state appropriation relative to the outside sources, I think that's why you're seeing that imbalance manifesting itself right now.
So, Veronica, not for this meeting, but if you could just do that math for us, for me, that'd be really helpful. Just that kind of a reconciliation of those balances, just so I fully understand it. But that's helpful, David. I apologize I didn't ask that question earlier. Thank you.
The next report shows the breakout. I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask, just to make sure we're all on the same page. Does it make sense then to add, like, next to the cash account balances, the same information, but for the CORE account? Would that should give the full picture, right? And is that doable, Veronica?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, just reconcile the two so that we can understand the cash, how the cash flow relates to the income statement. So you've got some depreciation there as well that's non-cash. But it'd be interesting just to see how those numbers tie.
The next report, like I said, is the legal expenses broken out between external, internal, and the project expenses. If there's no questions on the legal, then I'll move on to the core project bond report. These are projects that are in core and now appear in QuickBooks. As I've mentioned in the past, as I feel more comfortable with pulling those numbers down from core with the company documentation, I've started to add them in QuickBooks. And as we pay those invoices using core, from core, you'll see where we process invoices against those. For example, the Fort Trumbull, we've been processing, well, through August, September and October, we process invoices. So Fort Trumbull started at $750,000, and now they have a balance of $522,055.49. And that's what the intent is to show what the starting balances were in core and what invoices we are beginning to process for that money that has been in core. It's been there quite a while. As we get the invoices in, we'll start bringing those balances down. I now have ship one, and I have all of ship two included in this core report, in addition to other projects that are not considered ship, but they are in core. They've been authorized by the Bond Commission, and we are tracking them accordingly.
Veronica, where's the Fort Trumbull? What page is the Fort Trumbull project on?
Oh, hold on. I just slipped back, so I'll have to go back. Probably be a good idea if I numbered these pages for us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I got it. It's page three, huh? I got it. It's got a balance left of 522,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yes. Page three. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And then our last report is what I received from AECOM for the construction project. And they have brought this is up through amendment number 8, and they show the available funding and then the soft cost GMP amount, and then of course their estimate for available funding.
Any anything else in financial update, Veronica?
No.
Okay. We can move on then to the item 5 on the agenda, quarterly financial report to the Office of Fiscal Analysis for the period ending December 31st, 2022.
In December, we did have a report, the OFA report, for the first quarter, But then after some discussion, the format was changed a little bit when it came to reporting the New London State Pier Project. So I rearranged things a little bit, and I've now included the cumulative expenditures for both reports, the first and the second quarter. The like I mentioned earlier, the cumulative expenditures.
Just real quick, is attachment item 5A the updated one, or is 5B the updated one?
A should be the update for the first quarter.
Yeah. Okay.
And then B is the second quarter.
No, I think it's the opposite. It's A is the newest one for the agenda item, and B is the supporting, so you can see the Q1.
Oh, okay.
Okay, B was what we did submit already, correct?
Well, no, we did not submit it. We presented it to the Finance Committee last month, but there were some recommended changes.
Right, right.
So,
So B is the amended version of what we saw previously, which reflects the distinction that we had requested between cumulative expenditures and both encumbered and unencumbered but projected costs. And then B is for the second quarter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I know there's a lot of numbers there to absorb, and I know that Tom had a question about the numbers that were presented for the OFA report for general operations. And, you know, I just want to say again that that is strictly the cash account that we use, S66805, for beginning balance, the revenue and the expenses. And that, once again, I want to say that that does not include revenue and expenses that we receive or use from the DOT appropriation that's in core for payroll, nor does it include revenue and expenses that we receive and use for the pilot safety and training bank. That's in a separate bank account. I know it's kind of it's confusing, but
should those be on here in the future then as separate funds? Should those not then be listed, you know, if we want to make them distinct from general operations, but to be on here for total accounting?
That was
my issue, David. You know, I've got the revenue and expenditures report of the general operations, and they don't tie.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the revenue of 405 on the income statement and 253 on this OFA. So I just can't comment one way or the other because I don't know what's in and what's out. Same with the expense numbers.
Right. But if we added the fund of the core account, core operating account, those two funds together should tie and match our P&L.
Yeah. And that may be a work that you do on the P&L side. And leave the report alone. You can decide.
Yeah. Right. One way or the other. Either break them out
one way or the other,
so it's clear that they're distinct, or add the second fund here so that they match.
We can see that they tie. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the base of my question.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
And then with the pilot training and safety. You know, I have that in the financial report for general operations, but that's really, it's restricted, it's separate and distinct, it has its own bank account. but we've included it under general operations, and when we built the budget, that's where we had put it.
Right.
So, Veronica, can you make a recommendation to Ulysses and to us as to which of those two approaches makes more sense to add those, both the pilot and operating core, to this report as additional funds, and or to break them out in the P&L so that it's the distinction is clear and you have those sort of subtotals that will match this fund accounting?
Okay, let me get with Ulysses. We'll see what we can do.
Great.
My sense is probably the latter, David, because that will also then it's reconcile the cash as well, and then you can leave the OFA report alone.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So, Tom, are you saying if we leave the OFA report alone, then these two reports for the first and second quarter can be submitted as is?
No, what I'm saying is we have to rely on you to determine whether or not they're accurate. But what I'm saying is if you simply on the revenue and expenditures for general operations on that report have a final page that reconciles, you know, the cash and the numbers you report in the OFA, that would probably be easiest. You know, just a little spreadsheet that says, okay, here's how we just reported these numbers, this I'll call it the income statement. Here's the cash balance, here's how those are reconciled. And that will probably then also add you or foot then with the OFA numbers. And just so we as a committee can just go, oh, I see where the OFA numbers come from, and go, okay, great, that's fantastic.
Okay, we'll work on this.
Okay, any other questions or comments on these reports?
Yeah, sorry to drag the whole committee down on the details of this, but I apologize.
No, it's important. Okay. Well, I think certainly relative to last month, it more accurately conveys the status of the project and what's encumbered versus projected versus available. So that's, I think,
agreed.
I think that issue has been addressed.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's good.
Okay. Veronica, anything else from you?
No.
Great. Okay, moving on to item 6, old business. Is there any old business that anyone has to bring up? Okay, any new business? Okay, with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Move by John, is there a second?
Second, Parker.
Second by Parker. Great. Meeting adjourned at 10:30, and looking forward to seeing you all next month for February committee and board meetings. Thanks.